Thank you, Your Excellency, Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Netherlands government, I would like to congratulate Dr. Q. Dong-Yu as the new director of FVO. The Netherlands certainly wish to work closely with Dr. Q, as we have done also with his predecessor. And of course, the Netherlands government would like to thank Dr. Graciano da Silva for his leadership to achieve zero hunger over the last 8 years. Yesterday, we had an event organized by the youth for the youth. Real action on youth, driving the future of agriculture. I present you their voices. In my experience, there are many talented young people who want to contribute to agriculture. When just one good entrepreneurial activity happens in the sector, it attracts young people in agriculture in rural areas, stated by Nikki from India. Gina from Mexico stated, "As young dairy farmer, I take pride in being a steward of land and my cattle and providing high quality milk that comes for humanely handled livestock." Nancy from Kenya stated, "We believe that granting youth control over decisions affecting lives, especially in critical areas like agriculture, builds capacity in young people to take ownership for their lives and their communities." Yogmila stated, "Empowering the youth in rural area is a way to provide the youth what they need to remain where their roots are. Working together makes arduous things simple. When youth are there, it becomes much simpler," Amol stated from India. "As a young farmer and rural teacher, I've seen firsthand the impact of sustainable agriculture in the achievements of food security. And I believe rural youth plays an important role in creating change. Michael from Nicaragua stated, "The future of the African continent is young, and therefore policy determination has to reflect that through increased young leadership and participation on all relevant policies, we can achieve zero hunger." Mashira from South Africa stated this. Huramiso from South Africa stated, "We as youth are the largest population in Africa, and we are also the future of food security. Until our voices are heard, we remain insignificant to that future." Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, to give these voices a platform, an informal youth council for FVO, WFP, and IFAD for zero hunger was launched yesterday, and with the strong support of FVO management. The informal youth council will provide a unique and invaluable platform for the youth and future leaders to proactively and constructively engage in our policies here in Rome to achieve zero hunger. They need our full support. To conclude, last month we saw schoolers, students and youth marching for climate change. Let's support the youth to go marching for zero hunger in the near future. Thank you.